The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today on the phone is Gail Innes. She is with the Women to Women program that's coming up through the Thumb Community Health Partnership. She's going to talk about the Women to Women program, what it's about, who is their target to participate, and what you can do to sign up. So, Gail, I want to thank you for being with us here today.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, what basically is Women to Women?
Women to Women is a program for rural women, so women in the Thumb, who have suffer from chronic disease or the effects of chronic disease.
And by chronic disease, you know, we kind of think of that as something, you know, really, really heavy, but a lot of diseases are kind of a maintenance thing that can also work for the program.
Exactly. I think I probably thought the prior way before I got involved in this program, but it can be any health condition that's persistent. It's lasted a while. It restricts you in any way, limits your daily activities, and requires some kind of ongoing medical care, whether it's just popping in every 3 or 4 months and saying, I still don't feel good. It could be COPD. It could be a weight-related issue, diabetes, asthma, cancer, high blood pressure, depression. Pretty much covers an awful lot of things.
And it can be more than one.
Absolutely. In fact, 50% of the population suffers from one or more chronic diseases.
Okay, and how did this program come about?
This program is through the Thumb Community Health Partnership, which is a compilation of all the mental health agencies in the Thumb, the health departments, 8 hospitals, and the Human Development Commission. And they've joined together through a grant program to address physical and behavioral health issues in women. You may be familiar with a program that's going right now for men, Man Therapy, and this will be the counterpart for women. A little different, not so much behavioral or mental health, but more physical and behavioral health.
And this is more of a program to help to learn how to get the most out of your life. It isn't a program that's designed to show you how to overcome these chronic illnesses.
Exactly. It's more to empower you to take control of your situation, whether that's through communication skills, diet, exercise, but it will be lots of good tools that any woman could use.
Okay, and is there a cost for this, or have you gotten grant funding to kind of ease the burden?
Yeah, there is no cost for this program, and women will benefit by taking it because, first of all, there would normally be a cost. They're going to be have access to a wonderful 6-week online program that they can log in at any time through the Kidney Foundation. I took it myself, and it really is very educational. And then we'll also provide any tools that the women may need to help them be successful, whether it's a scale or something to help with checking for their sugar levels. We'll be able to provide some of those tools.
Now, you mentioned the 6-week online program. The total program to do it, as I understand, is 11 weeks?
Correct. We'll start out with 3 Zoom meetings with me, so the gals will be able to see each other from across the Thumb and learn a little bit more about the program, how to access it, work out any technology bugs that they might have, and set some goals. And then the following 6 weeks will be online at their leisure, day or night, with a program called Better Choices, Better Health that was developed by Stanford. It's an approved chronic disease self-management program. And during those 6 weeks, I will be their contact person, their go-to. They can email me, text me, I'll call them, check on them, and make sure that they're getting through this in a real easy manner and learning something in the process. And then there will be 2 following weeks after the 6 weeks with follow-up with me and with each other and making sure that they have the local resources that they need.
Now, you mentioned the Zoom meetings and such. So is this something that you don't have to travel to a gathering, like a group type of meeting, or you're going to do it all online. You can do it from home. People with some chronic illnesses don't like to take chances in the public.
Exactly. And that's probably the beauty of it, especially during this time that we're fighting this virus. Everything is online. They can do it in their jammies if they'd like. This first series will be a 9 a.m. in the morning for about an hour and a half, 3 weeks in a row. And then again, as I mentioned, after that, they can log on at their leisure. I took classes at 6 in the morning, and I took them at 11 at night. So it really is flexible.
And is it something where there is like an online website that you will give them when they're involved in the program, where they can go for more information on their own when they have time?
Absolutely. We'll be providing lots of resources. And the registration for this program is so easy. They can either access it through thumbhealth.org. There's a phone number listed there that they can call and get me directly, or also an email. And it's a simple registration process. And we'll help them, again, with any technology needs that they have so that they can be successful in the program.
When you complete the program, is there like a graduation or do you get a certificate
well,
or something? Because
I'm not
you're going to want to.
We'll keep that a surprise.
But you're going to want to make sure that, you know, that people aren't redoing this. If you've got more of a need out there, other people won't later on, because you're going to have a series of these through the next year and a half or so.
Correct. We're going to do 5 full series. It's our goal to reach 50 or more women in the thumb, and I think that's real doable. The beauty of this, too, is that they're going to be now connecting with people, maybe in a different county in the thumb, but someone who maybe has similar issues as them. We're hoping that this will provide a support for women, especially when you can't get out and you need to talk to somebody.
Is the program designed for the other participants that you are with in some of these Zoom meetings and such to be a help to you as well, or do you want to rely more on the professionals who know how to give the best advice?
We want you to rely on the professionals always, but part of the goal of this program is to direct them to the professionals that might be able to help them in a way that they hadn't thought of.
And there's a lot of programs and things out there that people aren't aware of that could help.
Exactly. You don't know what you don't know, and I think even if you're seasoned, a seasoned rural resident here, there are so many things that come up all the time that our hospitals are offering, our health departments, our mental health agencies, that maybe folks didn't even know existed that might be able to be a good help for them.
You're dealing with people with chronic illnesses. Is there a mechanism if they do get sick in the middle of this and are out for a couple of weeks, maybe in the hospital or whatever, to get back in?
Well, I would guess, since this is all brand new, that we would get them into the next group.
Okay.
But we certainly will follow up with them and make certain that they're getting the help they need.
Because anything can happen. I think that's been proven in the last year and a half. And basically, you know, if the person has sought out the help, you'd probably like to see him complete it.
Exactly. We sure would. And we want them, again, to be able to access those local resources. Being connected with the hospitals and the health departments and mental health agencies, they're all aware of the program, and they'll be able to assist their clients as well and folks that aren't connected currently to one of those agencies.
Now, I assume the curriculum, the Better Choices, Better Health, and these are well vetted from very reputable places who are using this around the country?
Exactly. The Better Choices, Better Health comes from Canary Health. But again, it's an approved chronic disease self-management program, and Stanford has lots of history, lots of experience developing and presenting these programs.
I would think in a program like this, people have to realize that they can't sugarcoat things. They have to be, frankly, brutally honest about what's going on with their lives if they're going to get anything out of it.
Exactly. And They will be. This is total autonomy, especially in the six-week program through Canary Health. They actually establish a pseudonym, so no one knows who's saying what. In our Zoom program, it's going to be a little different. They'll be able to see and hear, but certainly confidentiality is really big. And we want people to feel at home and give them that feeling where they can share and know that it's going to stay right where it is and that we'll try to help them.
Because I would think most people would try to put the best spin on what's going on, and maybe that's not the way to get the best results.
You're exactly right, and I have done that myself with my own health. Sometimes you don't want to burden family or friends with it, so you kind of buck up a little and try to take care of it yourself. And often, especially I think since we've had the pandemic, folks aren't as liable to call their doctor for any little thing because they don't want to go out to a doctor's appointment. So this is going to give them an avenue, maybe some communication skills and some tips and tools that others have used that will give them a little bit more control of their health. We're hoping to empower them to reach out and get the help they need, connect with other people, and then really be able to track what they're doing and be able to share that with their healthcare partners.
That was a difficulty, I'm sure, through this pandemic. I can call up the doctor and get the blood pressure meds, sent to the pharmacy. But if you have a serious chronic illness that is, requires them seeing you, that takes on a whole different spin.
It certainly does, and especially if you can't get in person, or they have requirements, or they're seeing folks who are sick with the virus, and you don't want to expose yourself to that. So I think all of our health-related agencies have found really innovative ways to help folks, and again, we're hoping to connect them with those ways so that they can get the help they need without feeling like they're a burden.
This is just for the women involved. There isn't anything companion that's for the family to help out?
Not currently, but there are resources out there, depending on the chronic disease, for families, and especially for caregivers. I know that Michigan State University Extension has some wonderful online caregiver programs.
I just mentioned the family because, you want to give them good advice and you want to set them on a path, and you don't need someone accidentally, not intentionally, maybe sabotaging that.
Exactly, and that was an issue that was addressed during the Better Choices, Better Health program, as I took it. There was lots of discussion between the group members on some ways that you could handle that and ways to communicate so you can be heard in a way that isn't kind of pushy or whiny, I guess.
Well, and because it's chronic, sometimes the family members are just... sorry to say it, rolling their eyes and saying, get over it.
Yeah, and tired of it, and really tired of it, not realizing that this is ongoing, that this may be for a very, very long time, and it may be forever. So that's sort of the name of the issue, the chronic issue, and it is long-lasting in its effects. But if we can find ways and find some tools to help folks be able to deal better with that so they feel better on a daily basis about themselves and their condition and are able to communicate that clearly, that really is our goal.
And I would imagine the information and such given to them has to be customized to what they're dealing with. If it's cancer, if it's COPD, it's a whole different regimen.
Exactly. One of the tools that they will receive once they enroll in the program and get started with the Better Choices, Better Health is a manual that will be mailed to them. I have mine sitting here in front of me. It's a great big, probably 3/4-inch thick book that actually addresses each separate chronic condition with some supports and some kind of going further where they can get assistance in the United States. So there's lots of good information that will be provided, and it's all research-based and evidence-based.
Now, you sent me some information, and I noticed that women with chronic diseases are eligible if they live in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties, and a couple of zip codes in Lapeer. I would assume they're probably contiguous to the counties so that it's one area.
Yeah, well, and they are... This grant is specifically for women in rural communities, and sometimes that doesn't seem right to us, but that's how the census has set it up. So those are the zip codes of women in Lapeer County that are able to take part in the program as well.
So if you're in the big city of Lapeer, you may not qualify.
I think there is a little piece of Lapeer that's in there.
Oh, really?
So they're just going to have to check their zip code. I don't know anyone who understands how the census is set up exactly, so, and what those designations are for rural folks. Because for me, I live in a small town in the Thumb, but I don't consider myself rural. I live in town. So I think that can be confusing for some people.
But all of Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties are
exactly
available. And they need to register in advance. How do they do that?
They can register online. I would probably, the easiest way is for me to send them to thumbhealth.org,
mm-hmm.
Or the Facebook page for Thumb Community Health Partnership. There are links there. They just have to click the SurveyMonkey link, and they're into a quick little survey that will take them right to the registration, and they will hear from me very shortly after they get registered, within a day or two. They'll get an email and kind of giving them an outline on what needs to happen. There's also a phone number for more information. That's a direct line to me, and it's 810-666-2623. And also they'll see on that website that there is an email that will also come directly to me. They can contact me just even if it's a question. Maybe they have a friend that they would like to tell about the program. And we're really hoping that women might want to partner up and join with a friend.
Two women who both have chronic illnesses, or can one just be a support?
Well, I think we would like them to have a chronic illness. It's going to ask them a question, you know, so they fit the bill. But when you consider that over 50% of women probably do have some sort of chronic disease, whether it's high blood pressure or depression or an issue with their weight, pretty much a lot of our population is going to fit right in there.
When you use
it's nice to have a support.
Yes. When you use the term, you know, you have the long-lasting illness, generally what comes to mind is seniors, but there are plenty of people with all ages that are facing a chronic disease.
Exactly. And when you say that half of our population is considered to have some sort of chronic disease, if you've got 10 friends that you can think of off the top of your head, five of them probably have something that falls into this persistent condition that's been long-lasting for them. Whether it's, it might be that they have asthma, which I guess I would never have thought of as a chronic condition, but certainly could be. And folks that are struggling to breathe would consider it a chronic condition. So I think we don't think of it that way. And I think for me especially, really learning more about what is chronic disease. And I think that's going to be where we want people to understand that this is pretty much over half of the population of the females in the Thumb probably are, and maybe higher, would certainly qualify for this. I think something important that I read, and it's from the National Institutes of Health, that 85% of what we're currently spending on health care is somehow connected to chronic disease.
And that means we're going to keep spending on it.
Exactly. So if we can help people get a little better control of their day-to-day living, whatever that may be, then maybe we can help to lower those costs a little. And certainly for those of us that have co-pays and insurance that doesn't cover us fully, we want to make sure that, you know, we do this the best way we can. And if that's by providing education, then that's exactly what this is.
And as you said, this educational program is free. You've gotten grant funds to do it.
Correct. There will be no expense.
Other than your internet connection.
Right. And we certainly, if a woman does not have internet connection, we can have a conversation with her about that as well. The nice thing too, Craig, is that they can take this on their phone They can do the class on an iPad. They can do it on a computer. They could go to the public library. I think there are lots of ways that they could access this program so that we don't have barriers to women who want it and need it.
And the advantage with the phone or the iPad or whatever is privacy. You're at home. You're not in the library and no one can listen in. It's private between you and the program.
Exactly. And when you need it and want it.
What works for you, because everybody's schedule can be a little different.
Absolutely. So this first series will be a morning series, the Zoom meetings, and then we're trying to get ready for the holidays, so that will buoy people's spirits a little. But the second series will begin in January when we're in the middle of winter here in the Thumb, and those will be an early evening program. So if right now morning wouldn't work for you, you might want to take a look at the winter. We don't have a hard and fast date for registration for that yet. But you can indicate on your registration that you'd prefer the winter class, and we'll get you set up.
There are people who are morning people and people who are night people, and you don't need them losing them, you know, because it's not their time of day to really engage.
Right, right. So we're going to offer lots of options.
Well, terrific. Your next program, though, the one coming up, is October 12th through December 20th, as I understand it, and you need to register by September 24th, so that's just a short time away.
Correct, correct. So take a peek at that at thumbhealth.org, and you'll find all the information you need. And again, just dial the number if you have some questions, and I would love to chat with you.
Oh, I appreciate you taking time with us today. Anything else the people need to know about before we let you go?
No, just explore this Women to Women program where you'll learn about better choices for better health. And I appreciate the time today.
Well, I appreciate you being here. And it's important, as with any of these types of programs, that the person wants to participate. It isn't something that someone says, look, you have to do this. It has to be something you wanted to get anything out of it.
Exactly.
Well, I appreciate you being with us, Gail, and I wish you good luck. I hope you get a full class.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Our guest today on the program has been Gail Innes, coach for the Women to Women program through Thumb Community Health Partnership, and that you need to register by September 24th if you want to participate. This is WLEW. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll clue you in on all the latest in the news.